Welcome to the John Lothia News Daily Update Podcast for January 10th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothia. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothia News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothianews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. In this podcast, we'll give you a rundown of what's included in today's John Lothia newsletter. We'll discuss key points from the hits and takes section, share anecdotes from the first read section, spotlight the top three stories from the last JLN and JLN options editions, and dive into the initial three stories from today's JLN's lead section. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. You can feel the electricity, the anticipation of the spot Bitcoin ETF approval or rejection in the air. So when the SEC X/Twitter account was hacked yesterday and a message was sent out saying the ETFs were approved, the markets responded. But then the electricity was turned off as the message turned out to be a hack. Stay tuned as the juice gets turned back up. Have you paid for your 2024 subscriptions to JLN yet? You can do that on johnlothianews.com or by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. And I encourage you to sign up for the recurring payments if you are a regular reader. That makes it easier for both of us to manage. If you'd like an invoice, you can send me an email at johnlothian@johnlothian.com and I will be glad to send you one. Later today, we will publish part two of our Scott Shalladay Open Outcry Traders History Project video interview. Scott is known as the cow guy for wearing his Holstein cow print trading jacket. He is the host of a show on RFD TV and has many great stories to tell, which is why we had to turn his interview into a three-part series. We will also be publishing the podcast version of the whole discussion with Scott today. On January 9th, the Options Clearing Corporation, OCC, was lauded by Built In for its outstanding workplace environment in the 2024 Best Places to Work Awards, marking OCC's third consecutive year of recognition. This annual awards program encompasses a diverse array of companies, from startups to large enterprises, all across the United States. OCC's exceptional workplace culture earned it a place on several esteemed lists, including the Best Large Places to Work in Chicago, Best Places to Work in Dallas, Texas, Best Large Places to Work in Dallas, Texas, Best Places to Work in Washington, D.C., Best Large Places to Work in Washington, D.C. Registration is open for the 42nd Annual Options Industry Conference, which will be held at the historic Omni Grove Park Inn in Asheville, North Carolina, from April 30th to May 2nd, 2024. John Lothian News will be present conducting video interviews at the conference. We hope to see you there. ICE is holding a webinar titled Managing Asset Repricing Risk in Mortgage Credit. The description includes the impact of climate change and shifting property insurance markets, the rising costs and diminished availability of hazard insurance is pressuring the mortgage borrower's ability to repay. Residential and commercial MBS investors are now tasked with projecting how this can impact future asset prices and collateral performance. The webinar is on Tuesday, January 30th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and features David Verano, Director of Business Development, ICE, Evan Kodra, Senior Director of Sustainability Finance, ICE, and David Burt, Founder and CEO, Delta Terra Capital. You can register with the link in today's newsletter. Cboe Global Markets is looking to fill a Senior Manager Product Management role in Chicago. The Wall Street Journal wants you to know how much caffeine you should actually have and when. The subheadline for the story is figuring out the right amount of caffeine to boost alertness without disrupting your sleep. My question is, who sleeps? For you Hamilton musical fans and gun collectors, Barron's reports that a pair of pocket pistols belonging to Alexander Hamilton will be sold at auction. The pistols have his initials on them and, quote, can be dated to the six-year period between 1798 and July 1804 when Hamilton was killed in a duel by longtime rival Aaron Burr. Misinformation and disinformation topped the short-term threats identified in the World Economic Forum Global Risks Report 2024. Placing second was extreme weather, and third was societal polarization. Extreme weather risks were the highest concern over the long term. Released ahead of the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos, January 15th to 19th, 2024, the Global Risks Report captures insights from nearly 1,500 global experts and analyzes global risks over the short term, 2 years, and long term, 10 years. The report concludes by considering approaches for addressing these global risks. Download the report with a link in today's newsletter. Listen to a podcast from Radio Davos on the Global Risks Report with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Futures Discovery, Career in the Futures Industry from John Lothian News, Cryptoverse, Bitcoin Derivative Traders Bet Billions on ETF Future from Reuters via Yahoo Finance, and Option Style, a driver for the value of an options contract from John Lothian News. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our part one of the Scott Shaladay Open Outcry Traders History video. Scott Shaladay, known as the Cow Guy, discussed his journey from playing football at the University of Colorado to becoming a successful trader and market commentator with John Lothian News in an Open Outcry Traders History Project interview. He encountered a roadblock in his initial attempt to pursue a degree in finance, so he started out studying art. He was later able to switch to finance as he experienced success in football. He was reluctant at first to follow in his father's footsteps to the Chicago Board of Trade, but eventually decided to explore his father's world of trading at the CBOT. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's Futures Discovery Episode 4. In episode 4 of Futures Discovery, we're diving into the diverse world of careers within the futures industry, from the fast-paced world of trading to the analytical realms of risk management and technology. There's a multitude of career paths in this dynamic field. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from CQG. TradeStation Securities and CQG collaborate to provide CQG's enhanced analytics combined with TradeStation's multi-asset brokerage capabilities. Integration with CQG provides traders functionalities for equities and futures all in one place through CQG's integrated client platform. TradeStation Securities, Inc., an award-winning self-clearing online brokerage for trading stocks, ETFs, options, and futures, has announced that CQG, a global provider of high-performance technology solutions for traders, brokers, commercial hedgers, and exchanges, has integrated with TradeStation Securities brokerage services. This arrangement further expands CQG's multi-broker network and gives TradeStation Securities clients an array of additional functionality for trading futures and equities. My comment. Big deal for both firms who were rivals at one time. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, music streams hit $4 trillion in 2023. Country and Global Act and Taylor Swift fueled the growth. Listen to more music last year? You're not alone. The global music industry surpassed 4 trillion streams in 2023, a new single-year record. Luminate's 2023 year-end report found global streams were also up 34% from last year, reflective of an increasingly international music marketplace. Stateside, three genres saw the biggest growth in 2023. Country, up 23%. 3.7%, Latin, which encompasses all Latin musical genres, up 24.1%, and World, a catch-all that includes J-pop, K-pop, and Afro beats, up 26.2%. My comment. There's a market opportunity in there somewhere. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was The Wall Street Journal's Love and Deceit, Work from Home Era Spawns Pillow Talk Insider Trading. Second was A Glimpse Inside a Devastated Gaza from the New York Times. Third was Crypto and Fintech Groups Find $5.8 billion in Global Crackdown on Illicit Money from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Reuters. The headline, AI advances risk facilitating cybercrime, top U.S. officials say. Advances in artificial intelligence may facilitate hacking, scamming, and money laundering by reducing the technical know-how required to carry out such crimes, top U.S. law enforcement and intelligence officials said on Tuesday. Rob Joyce, director of cybersecurity at the National Security Agency, said at the International Conference on Cybersecurity at Fordham University in Manhattan that less capable people are using AI to guide hacking operations that they would not otherwise have been able to carry out themselves. Here's another story from the Washington Post. Hackers seize control of SEC's X account to promote crypto. The false post set off a brief frenzy among crypto traders before the agency regained control. The Securities and Exchange Commission said Tuesday an unknown party had hacked its official account on the social media platform X to promote Bitcoin, the latest of multiple hacks used to push cryptocurrencies. The account at SEC posted on the platform formerly known as Twitter that the agency had approved Bitcoin exchange-traded funds for listing on national exchanges. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, launches of ESG funds plummet as investors pull back. Managers drop sustainability labels from products amid scrutiny from clients and regulators. Launches of funds claiming environmental, social, or governance attributes all but dried up in the past 6 months as investors balked at increased scrutiny of sustainability claims by companies and asset managers. We're grateful for your attentive viewership of the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider spreading the word about our podcast among your friends. Moreover, if you haven't done so already, we would greatly appreciate if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on whatever platform you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.